We've got a very special guest who's very generously agreed to be in on Boxing Day. Very kind of Dr. Cornel Vendelalotte, who is an expert basically from the University of Central Queensland. He's a professor of physical activity and health behaviour change. And he's going to be talking about fitness tracking devices, which is something that a Christmas present that many of us would have got in the last day or two. So are you there, Dr. Cornel?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Hi, darling. Good morning, and great to hear from you. For anyone who might have never seen one, can you tell us how these fitness trackers like a Fitbit might work?
They're just basically like they look like a watch or a small wristband, and they've got a little element in there that basically tracks every movement that you make, and then based on that, it either records steps or records how many minutes that you've been active, and it tallies it all up, and then gives you an overview of every day of how active you've been and whether you've had enough steps or had done enough minutes of activity.
Right, and do you think these fitness trackers are effective on their own, or should users be doing other things to help make the most of this product?
Well, it depends a bit. There's been a fair bit of research looking at how effective they are in the short term, and when we talk short term, we mean less than 3 months, and those studies have found that in general they have a positive effect on how active people are, so they help people to become more active. But then there hasn't been all that much research looking at how active they are in the long term. And there are a lot of reports, though, that people stop using the activity trackers after a while. And, we know from other behavior change studies that just a gadget won't help you to stay active in the long run, because it needs to be supported by a whole range of other behavioral strategies to help you to stay active. Social support is a really good one, to find someone to be active with or to be part of a sports club or something like that. You need to do goal setting. We found that challenges work really well. For example, a workplace challenge where there's teams competing against each other to reach the most amount of steps or things like that. They work, but the device itself will not make you more active. You still have to find the motivation to go out there and be active.
So I guess they might be a bit like diets in that respect. They have this short-term impact, but over the long term, we're not so sure whether they, you know, people really have to stick with it, and they might get, I guess, bored with it over time. Or
Well, the novelty wears off a bit, and then you really back down to your core motivation, So there's a whole range of strategies that help you to stay motivated. And one of the more important ones is obviously choosing an activity that you like. If you decide to become more active, but you do something that you won't like, it's very likely that after a while you will drop back and not keep it up. Gradually building up is really important. A lot of people, you know, they get the gadget, they get the activity tracker, and it says you need to do 10,000 steps. But their current level is only half that, and to start walking 10,000 steps physically, that's not a problem. But gradually building up and forming a new habit is important. People that really start full on are the first to actually drop out again, because they're not able to keep it up.
And what about in terms of the accuracy? Are they reliable enough that people could visit their local GP less often for health checks? I mean, can you rely on them to track your fitness?
Well, obviously, a fitness tracker is not a GP. GP does a lot of other things.
Yeah.
But they're reasonably accurate, especially when it comes to tracking steps and activity minutes. There's been quite a number of review studies that have compared the activity trackers, the commercially available activity trackers, with research-grade activity trackers, and they match up pretty well. But then there's a range of other things that they're also measured, such as sleep or calorie expenditure or heart rate, and those features have found to be a bit less accurate. Mm-hmm. But on the plus side is what we see is that if they're not so accurate for those features. The measurement error tends to be consistent, which means that they are either always underestimate or always overestimate, which for the recreational user is still kind of good because you still can see whether you're progressing or not because the error is always in the same direction.
Is there any difference between the wrist-worn devices and the apps where you input your own information in terms of accuracy or
the Well, I think the trackers will be more accurate because when we self-report how active we are, we tend to be a bit biased and think we're a bit more active than we really are. So in that sense, the trackers will help you to keep your feet on the ground, so to speak. There's also apps on phones that do what an activity tracker basically does. For example, the Moves app it tracks how active you are and it works directly off your phone. But the drawback of those kind of apps is that you don't always have your phone on your body or not tightly close to your body, or your battery dies, or you're actually on a conversation with the wrist-worn trackers. You've got them on all the time, and they're always in the same position. So in that sense, they are more accurate.
Right. And you mentioned some of the research associated with this, the need to actually, for social interaction and group pressure helping with exercise. But are there any actual downsides that the research has revealed in terms of health, socially, ethically, in terms of fitness tracking devices or apps?
There's a bit of anecdotal evidence in the sense that some people have felt guilty when they're not wearing the activity tracker or naked when they're not having it on. But there's certainly not solid evidence in the sense that they make you feel bad. I mean, what we do know is that there's a lot of positive health effects or mental health effects of being active. There's a lot of research out there that when you're active, it shows that your anxiety goes down, stress goes down, depression goes down. You're more relaxed. So if the tracker helps you to become more active, then more likely than not, you will actually also feel better. But some people have reported that, they're anxious when they're not having it on.
Right. But still, would you recommend it as a gift?
I couldn't say no against it. I wouldn't say no against it. I mean, anything that helps you to become more active, it will be a good thing. As with anything, for some people, the trackers will work superbly well, and for other people, they'll get over it after a week. And so because we're all different, I suppose.
Yeah.
But being active is really is really important. So whatever it takes to get more active, I think can only be a good thing.